Okay, I'm
and then we'll finish with a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is called Hush. This is a British film. And you know, with certain types of films, you're very happy for all the stuff you see just to be stuff that's very familiar. You know, if you go and see a rom-com, you don't mind if there's a wedding in it or if there's a car chase to the airport or if there's a gay best friend. You kind of think, well, you know, I'm not going to give it 5 stars, but I like that feeling of familiarity.
Yeah.
Well, in Hush, which is a horror thriller, a British horror thriller, you get that feeling of familiarity. It's about this couple who stop at a motorway service station. Mm. They've had an argument and the girl goes off to the lavvy and she doesn't come back.
Oh my God,
she
what
disappears.
Was that film with
The Vanishing. Yeah,
God.
There's a film called The Vanishing in the 90s, which was a similar plot.
Yeah.
And the boyfriend,
it's an awful idea.
It's an awful idea.
Because it really makes you think, imagine if that happened. I mean...
And I think why this works is because, well, not only is it set in Britain, you know, places that are motorways and service stations you've probably even been to, you may well be driving past right now,
yeah.
But also, you know, it's not that sort of horror film that is fantastical. It does feel very real. But it does have a lot of those cliches in it, you know, ticking boxes. The scary trucker, you know, it's hello, scary truckers listening, by the way. You know, it's in there and you know you've seen a lot of this before. But there is a feeling of, oh, I kind of like that, though. I like being able to tick things off the list. So I think it's worth seeing, actually. The guy directed it, bizarrely, I believe, used to be a Radio 1 DJ many years ago, called Mark Tondorai.
Played DLT.
Yeah, no, not that long ago. Yeah, it's actually directed by Noel Edmonds, everybody. No, and it's his first feature film. And you know what? He obviously has seen a lot of films. Mm. He knows what he's doing. It's not a 5-star film, but it's a strong little British thriller. It does the job. It works, you know. So I'm going to go 4 stars on it, because not only does the film work when you spend the 90 minutes in the cinema, but also I think he's got lots of stuff to do in the future.
Cool. So if you're a big cinema fan, you go and watch a lot of movies, you've watched a lot of the big ones.
Yeah.
Wednesday night or whenever, you can go to cheap flicks. You'd pop along and see Hush.
Hush is good, yeah. If you like things like Eden Lake, which was a British thriller, came out a few months ago. Wolf Creek, which is a great little Australian thriller. The Vanishing, we've already mentioned. Mm. Those kind of creepy, eerie thrillers. It's like that. It's good.
Wicked. Thank you very much, James. It's always a pleasure.
See ya.